T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Delighted to have you back with us. Joe Zagacki, Channing Crowder, Hawk on vacation. It's a lovely Friday afternoon, getting set up for the weekend. Marlins are in town against the New York Mets, so a good weekend of baseball here in South Florida. We are delighted to have with us now from CBS4, regular on the show, big friend of the show, Mike Cugno is joining us as we go to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike, good afternoon to you.
What's up, guys? You know, the AC/DC intro makes me feel like I'm on a Hurricanes like pregame show. So this is awesome. It felt like football there for like 30 seconds.
I was envisioning the smoke, getting ready to see some smoke.
Yeah, and envisioning Crowder's Gators, like, shaking in their boots.
Joe's been killing me the last 2 days with the Kane stuff and Mario Cristobal. And you know what, Mike? I can't even argue because I believe in what the Canes are doing. I would love to say it's not going to work, but I think it is going to work.
You know what, Channing? No, you're a lot bigger than Joe. Don't let Joe bully you.
Joe is a bully. He lived down the street from me. I think he TP'd my house one time, threw eggs at the windows. Joe, don't think I forgot. You wanted me to assume it was the neighborhood kids. I thought I saw you on my security camera.
Yeah, I'm pretty shrewd. I go down to Channing's house, I knock on the door, and I run.
That's you?
That's me. I ring the doorbell and run.
Channing just comes down in his boxers going, "Damn, kids, where are you?"
Yeah. It's poop again. I don't know. That's a Billy Madison reference.
You know, we got to ask you, Mike, a little bit about the Heat and the draft and all of that. But since we did bring up the University of Miami and they are having a big recruiting weekend, what kind of impact do you think Mario Cristobal can have in his first year?
Well, let me say this. For them last year, when he came in December 6th, December 7th, he was introduced as the head coach. I don't think he's had a day off since then, and he was able to bring that recruiting class, back up into like a respectable number in the rankings, whether you like to live by that or not. But at least composite scores brought that talent. So I think third best in the ACC. And you know, yesterday I was actually with Coach Cristobal for a leadership panel for high school kids, and he was a keynote speaker. And just listening to him talk about hard work and leadership and what it takes to be successful, I can envision, you know, those kind of conversations in a high school recruit's, you know, living room with a mom or dad, and seeing how well that might go over. So I think he does a really good well of, you know, connecting with people. And then obviously 3 straight Pac-12 championship games, you know, the proof's in the pudding that he can be successful on the field as well. So, it is a big recruiting weekend for the University of Miami. I think they've got 8, Joe, you're probably correct, I think they've got 8 kids in their next class, or 6 kids, something. So you know, hopefully that number builds up for them. But what they've got going on with the camps and between the new coaching staff, you know, I think Miami and even with NIL could end up being a pretty big recruiting juggernaut again in the ACC.
And Mike, it was funny when Joe brought it up, when he was talking about all the top recruits coming in this weekend, I was thinking, I was like, it's the middle of the summer. And then he said Legends Camp. That's when UM brings back all the Hall of Famers and gets to, you get to hang out with Ed Reed and Warren Sapp and, you know, all the guys, Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner. Is that more productive than bringing them to a UM-FSU game? Like, you don't get to see the game day atmosphere, but you get to ask, you know, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis questions. Which is a better weekend for these young guys?
I think the game day atmosphere is probably better for them, but this is a good way to kind of get them in the door initially, right? You got to build these relationships. You see some of these kids flip-flop throughout the year, but if you can have a solid relationship with the recruit starting, you know, now or really even sooner, and you go all the way up to the early signing period and then into February, now you've got a year and a half of getting to know them and seeing them around the campus. They might start to feel a little bit more comfortable just around the school and around the campus because they've gone a few times now between camps and official visits and all that. And then the faces at the camps, you know, the Ed Reed, I can envision how that starts to feel like friends and family type atmosphere because you're just kind of always around those guys. And those guys talk about, you know, the greatness and the way they were able to perform and achieve success there at the University of Miami. And hopefully that bleeds in. Now, I think the one thing holding Miami back is there is a little bit of a generational gap between, you know, some of those really good teams between, you know, 99 and 03. And those guys aren't, you're not seeing them in the NFL anymore. I think when Miami will get back to really humming along and recruiting will really maybe hit another gear is when you start to see more of these guys end up being stars again in the NFL, you know, perennial Pro Bowlers, all pro guys. I think that's when you have those guys who can maybe relate more to the younger kids. I think that is when you'll see Miami really take off again. Not to say that having Ed Reed and all those guys there now is going to hurt in any way. Obviously, it does not. But certainly closing that generational gap between elite talent, I think will be good for Miami.
Let me ask you guys to have this conversation. And Channing and I discussed this a little bit yesterday. Channing, jump in on this one today. A month from now, they're going to, you know, it's ACC Media Days. Most likely Miami will be picked to win the Coastal. It will be either Miami or Pittsburgh picked by the media to win the Coastal. But that does not mean that the people that cover the ACC think that Miami is the second best team inside the ACC. I saw these power rankings today, and here's what they said. Clemson, number one. Will this shock you guys? Wake Forest, the second best roster in the ACC. North Carolina State, number three. Pittsburgh, number four. Miami, number five. What do you think about those power rankings?
Well, I think it's fair. I know some people think, you know, just by name recognition alone, Miami should probably be somewhere in the top two or three. But you do have a new coach, and this was a coaching staff coming in that, I mean, pretty much flat out said we need to keep compiling talent here. There were things they needed to fix, you know, along the offensive line, receiving core. There were some certain holes that Miami needed to repair, and you just don't know if they've done it until you see them do it, right? So I think it's maybe just hesitation on the part of, well, the unknown, right? You're not sure what this team is going to look like. You're not sure what this program is going to look like in the ACC under Mario Cristobal. You assume at some point they will be kind of in that top one, two, or three range once he gets rolling. But again, it's a process. This is one of the questions I actually asked Mario on the day he was introduced. I was like, how do you temper the expectations of people expecting this to happen, you know, right away, the success happened right away? And he even acknowledged, you know, this isn't overnight success. It's not, you know, you don't win by what you put on a T-shirt or a tweet or a slogan. This doesn't happen overnight. There's going to be some work to this.
And Joe, let me jump in too. Y'all were 7-5 last year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got whooped by some questionable teams, Joe. It's like the show Top Chef, where if Emeril Lagasse has the same basket I have, can he make a 10 times better meal than I can make with the same exact ingredients? I think that's the question of Miami. We know Mario's a good coach. He was out there in Oregon doing his thing, but he has the same groceries that Manny had last year, Joe. So that would be where, you know, you're sitting there, they got him at fifth in the ACC. I would say, I think it's more about the groceries than the chef.
Well, I would say, yeah, I understand that, Channing, and I think they give it the perspective. And I don't think I totally disagree with this. For example, North Carolina State, they were 4 points away from an undefeated season, and 10 guys, they have 10 starters coming back on defense with a quarterback that many think is the best quarterback in the conference. Wake Forest is one that is very hard for people to stomach, but they have built a program through using older players. They have 9 offensive starters back. Their quarterback, Sam Hartman, is 22 years old, and he still has like 3 years of eligibility remaining. He threw 39 touchdown passes last year. And then, of course, Clemson is Clemson. Most people think that Clemson has the best defensive line in the country. A lot of these experts also, as much as we like Tyler Van Dyke, and I think Van Dyke's going to be great, they rank Brennan Armstrong, Devin Leary, Sam Hartman in front of him. Even Keaton Slovis, because he had more playing time at USC, who transferred into Pittsburgh.
Do they rank Tyler Van Dyke below them as an individual player, or who's going to have a better season? Because I think if, you know, you look at the history with the struggles of Miami's offensive line, that would probably lead you to think that, you know, that's why, you know, Van Dyke moves down a couple notches. That's my only question with that. Because, I mean, looking at what Tyler Van Dyke did last year, I mean, he popped off the screen so much so where, you know, some of these pre-NFL draft rankings were, like, falling in love with him.
Yeah, Van Dyke would be behind these guys, I think, based on experience.
Yeah.
You know, Sam Hartman, he's played 36 games. Van Dyke played a half a season. Brennan Armstrong has played 3 years. But, by the way, Brennan Armstrong's a big dude at Virginia. And then Devin Leary, he's played 24 games, 51 touchdown passes. So I would say Channing, those guys probably got the edge because of their experience.
Yeah, and Tyler Van Dyke, you know, say you do it 1 year, you got to do it again, and you're in a new system. Those guys are going back to the same system. Mario revamped everything. So I would say, Joe, I know you don't want to hear it, but I don't disagree with these rankings that you brought up earlier, because I don't know what Mario has to work with, like I spoke on earlier.
ACC, by the way, has some really good quarterbacks. The kid at Louisville, Malik Cunningham, he can play. Mm-hmm. Djurkovic at Boston College, I think he's an NFL guy. And then Ugalale at Clemson, who knows, he had a terrible season last year.
Joe, did y'all lose to Florida State last year? Because yeah. I know Mike's a Seminole.
Yeah, I didn't bring that up. Jordan Travis isn't listed as one of the top 10 quarterbacks.
No, Jordan Travis isn't up there. 4th and 14. That's not doesn't.
Wait a minute. Are you a Seminole or are you a Miami guy?
Well, you know, for the
which
sake
one,
of the,
which
I'm
one
the
lives
pit.
In your heart?
Which one lives in my heart? It's hard to pull away from Miami. Yes, I have a degree from Florida. That's what I tell people. I have a degree from Florida State.
Good answer, Mike.
Yeah. And it's a little more advantageous to cheer for Miami than Florida State. Come on, I mean, no, we know this. Jameis Winston was the last one to be successful down there.
It's been a little bit. It's been a little bit, that's for sure. But yes, all my group chats give me hell for the way my loyalties lie when it comes to being a fan.
All right, what about the Heat, Mike? Last night, Channing was practicing his name. They select – who'd they select, Channing?
Nikola Jovic.
There you go.
Isn't that right? You see that? Nikola Jovic. I'm locked in, Mike. Did you like that? Were you surprised?
You know what? I thought they would go for a bigger guy because they ended up in the regular season 22nd in rebounding in the league. And so I thought if there was an obvious need, I thought length and size – was probably it. And I mean, he's a talented kid, and he can move. So I think having a 6'11", you know, product or developmental project that you can kind of work with and build within your system. We know the Miami Heat are really great at developing young guys. I thought it was a good pick. And I know some people would have thought, oh, what about guard play? Well, that guard play, you know, in the playoffs really came down to injuries between Lowry and Hero. So if healthy, that's probably not necessarily a position you need to worry about. Can they always use depth? Sure. They do have Gabe Vincent down there as well. But yeah, I thought the most glaring need was size, and I thought they did a good job addressing that.
They have free agency to address, Mike. Channing and I were talking about P.J. Tucker is going to become a free agent. So my question on that is, one, can they re-sign him? And two, do they count too much on Heat culture to keep players in their family? I think there's – part of me feels like they were hoping that they made Tucker so comfortable and they preached the Heat culture so much and he's a big part of it that he would not opt out, but that seemed not to have worked.
Well, I think when everyone saw what P.J. Tucker could do and how he could be kind of an important piece on a championship roster, I mean, we saw it 2 years ago with the Milwaukee Bucks, a guy like that comes at a premium between his defensive ability, and then you know, he can pour in a few threes at the same time as well. So he definitely has value, and I think he on the open market could get more than what he would have gotten with the Heat this year. Will they bring him back? Can they bring them back? That front office is able to do, you know, salary cap gymnastics unlike any other I think we've really seen in the NBA in the last 10-15 years. But what it comes down to with convincing these guys to stay, especially guys later in their careers, and when you ask about Heat culture, is I think more so it's just the belief that they know no matter what, if they come to Miami, they're going to be a competitive team. You know, it's not just chasing the money here. That there's a guy looking for a ring. They know if, let's say, the Bucks or the Nets or Philly can't give them the same money they want, if they can get it in Miami, they at least know that they're coming to a team that's probably going to make the playoffs and be competitive in the playoffs, no matter what seed they end up being.
And Mike, every time it's great. And I love, you just talked about the organization with, you know, with Riley and Arison and everybody, where now I've seen odds on KD coming to Miami. I've heard talks of Kyrie coming to Miami, and which is amazing. Is that realistic, though? Because you're going to have to give up a lot of these young pieces if you go out and get an all-star.
Yeah, I don't know if it's realistic, but what I do like about that, at least for the Heat standpoint, is if those top-tier guys are listing the Heat as one of their potential destination, you can win with the tier down, right? Like if a Bradley Beal wants to come down here, if a Donovan Mitchell wants to come down here, it might be a little bit more affordable. They might fit a little bit better. You might have to give up a little bit less. That's what I like. When the top tier guys in the NBA are talking about your team as a potential fit for a number of reasons, one of them being winning and the other being stability, I think that resonates, right? It's a place, it's a destination place for the obvious reasons with state income taxes. They don't got to pay that down here. So they can not only make more money down here, but they can win down here.
Alcantara goes tonight, Mike. Is he the next big star in South Florida?
Yes. This reminds me, I know it gets talked about a lot, but it really reminds me of Jose Fernandez. You know, you had Jose Day. When Jose was pitching, the park was packed. You know, a lot more eyeballs were on them because you just knew you were going to get an exciting performance from him. And I think that's the comparison at the moment. I mean, if you want to go like Josh Johnson, because I think they're kind of built very similar, but big, tall, big, strong guys, where you knew that, okay, our ace is going today, it's going to be a good performance. Now all he needs to get is a little, you know, run support. But whenever Sandy is on the mound, I think for Marlin fans especially the way they're playing right now, where they're in these series, they are competitive. Sandy days are good days for them and good days for fans to go out there and watch them.
And Mike, because they retooled, they brought in Kim Ng, and you know I always praise her because just what she's done, and you see her resume. Because now Jazz Chisholm, and now you have a young Trevor Rogers who went to the All-Star game, and now you're seeing Sandy become, you know, a Cy Young Award candidate. Like, is this are we headed in the right direction? Because I remember those Jose Fernandez days, Mike. I remember the days when we had the Giancarlo Stanton, we loaded up, and then we got rid of everybody. Are we retooling in the right way right now?
Well, I think the retooling has been happening for a couple of years because, I mean, look, Pablo Lopez has been on that roster for a while now, and he's a really good number two. Sandy, of course, and you mentioned Trevor Rogers. He's been a little up and down, but I think once he stabilizes, you've got a good, 1-2-3 lineup as far as your pitching is concerned. And then you look at kind of the way Miami has developed some of these guys. You mentioned Jazz Chisholm. Jesus Sanchez. These are guys that they brought in at a young age and were able to kind of just fit in and develop them and see them, you know, kind of prosper on the field. Do they need to do more? Yes, because as bad as people, I think, make out the bullpen to be, I don't think the bullpen is necessarily the big problem. I think when they give up a run, it's that those mistakes are amplified because they are not necessarily getting it done at the plate at the same time. So I think their timely hitting needs to pick up. If I'm not mistaken, runners left in scoring position, they're in the bottom third in Major League Baseball. And to me, that's just a huge problem. They have to drive in some of these guys and give their pitchers some run support. Because I think their pitching staff is, quite honestly, doing enough to at least keep them competitive in most games.
Are you doing a live shot from there tonight?
No. We were there yesterday. I was there a couple times this week, but no, we won't be there tonight.
Just studio tonight then, huh?
I gotta come back around because I have ESPN right now, First Take on mute in my hotel, and Kyrie Irving's sign and trade list consists of the Clippers, the Mavericks, the Lakers, the Knicks, the 76ers, and the Heat, Mike. Would you want Kyrie Irving down here, bro? If his dog has a stomach ache, he's not going to play basketball. Would you want Kyrie Irving on the Heat?
Quite honestly, that's the hesitation with him. You can't deny his talent, but can you trust him to be there? I mean, we kind of went through this year with Kyle Lowry, even though we're not exactly sure the reasons why he was away from the team. But it was a clear indication and a clear sign that, hey, you know, your starting point guard needs to be here. Because we saw what happened in the playoffs. Maybe he's a little out of shape. Maybe he's not necessarily in tune with the rest of the team. You can see how, you know, not having someone like that around can be a detriment to the roster. And you just don't know what Kyrie is going to do from day to day. So I think that's going to scare off some teams. So to me, I would say no. I think you have enough there already where – you can pair another player, whether it be Donovan Mitchell, even wait, maybe possibly Joel Embiid somewhere down the road. I would stay out of the Kyrie Irving sweepstakes.
Too much drama for me with Kyrie Irving. He missed 123 games, and he played 119 since 2019. He's too unpredictable, and if I was Kevin Durant, I would try to get as far away from Kyrie Irving as possible because I think it's going to ruin his legacy.
Yeah, it's having to wonder whether or not your number two or 1A, 1B is not going to be there night in and night out is not – it's not good. It's not good for obviously win losses, but it's also not good for the locker room. It's you're missing a guy who's supposed to be a leader, who gets paid like a leader. You kind of need him to be there to help lead and pick up the slack when KD is having an off night or getting shut down. That's the whole point. Those two guys were supposed to be unstoppable on offense. You know what KD can bring because of his size and length, and you know what Kyrie can bring because of his handles and ability to get to the rim, and you just were missing half of that. So, yeah, that's what worries me about him. Will he even be here if you trade and give up so much for him?
Are you glad that Channing did not send you through a drive-thru for a milkshake or a hamburger or something?
You know what's funny? So I mentioned I was doing this event yesterday at UM. They ordered Miami's best pizza, and I was looking forward to it, but they ordered me a salad on the side. And they're like, we know you like to eat healthy, so here's the salad. And I was like, that is the nicest thing in the world. But I was like, man, I would love to have some of that pizza. So what's happening here on this show is now leaking into my personal life, and I'm healthier for it. But yeah, I would love some Miami's Best pizza.
But Mike, I'm gonna tell you, man, this healthy thing gets you criticized because once I stopped eating meat recently, people kill me everywhere, man. You're praised for eating salads. I'm damned for eating salads.
Because I think it's shocking, you know. You're a big former NFL linebacker. I think, you know, going vegan is kind of an odd turn. So that's, or vegetarian. I don't know what the terms are, honestly. I don't know. People look at me and they're probably not thinking like big imposing guy anyway. So they're probably like, oh, he's a guy on TV who's probably all pampered and really soft. So it doesn't shock them, you know.
You guys keep eating those salads. I'm going to go order a big fat steak.
I know, Joe.
I'm going to be mad dog. I'm going to go order a steak and baked potatoes.
You walk 45 miles a day. You can eat whatever the hell you
how
want.
Many, how many Mark Light shakes do you have a year, Joe?
I got to tell you know how many I have? Like three.
Really? Limit.
Yeah. I have good willpower. First of all, I'm doing the game. Sometimes Mitch will send one up like in the seventh inning, so then I'll just kind of like sip on it. But if I had one for every game, then I'd weigh 300 pounds. So I'm pretty disciplined. I try to spread them out.
I don't know if people know this. I'm going to give away a little bit of a secret. But if you bring your own ingredients, Mitch will put them in a shake. We did a story with him a couple of years ago. And he goes, look, someone brought this. And it was a box of Dunkin' Donuts. And it was like one of those bacon donuts that had bacon on top. He goes, someone asked us to put this in the shake, so we'll do it. So if anyone's going out there next baseball season, if you bring your own ingredients, I'm pretty sure he'll put it in for you.
That's customer service right there.
A Jozegaki with carrots and kale? Come on, man. Don't do this to
you. No, don't do
that. Did you have the chicken wing one?
No.
No?
I stick to my own shake, the Joe Z. Chocolate and vanilla, marshmallow and hot fudge. Why would I stray away from my own product?
You don't like a little ranch in your milkshake?
Oh,
I can't say that I do, no. I thought it was pretty creative, but no, I would stay away from that.
Turn my damn stomach. Meat and ranch in a milkshake.
There are some things that just don't cross over.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I agree. I don't want the chicken wings sticking out of my milkshake either.
Ugh.
So, all right, Mike. Thank you for joining us. Are you working tonight? You at the weekend, or is that JB?
No. I'm working tonight. We're gonna get going here in a few minutes. I'm sitting in the parking lot actually right now.
All right. Tell everybody at CBS4 we said hello.
Will do, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Mike Cugno. Joining us, friend of the program, with some outstanding analysis here this afternoon on a beautiful Friday. Crowder is somewhere in the middle of the state watching travel baseball.
Yes, and Joe, when I do travel, you know I got to take my AG1 every single day. What is AG1? We talk about Athletic Greens, and it is one delicious scoop of AG1. You're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day off right. I'm telling you, it is awesome. Been taking it for a while now, and you can feel the change within days. AG1s cost less than $3 a day, and it's less than that coffee habit. You drink a $10 cup of coffee, get to AG1. It's an investment in your health, and it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. When I played, I used to take 30 pills a day. I wish I had Athletic Greens back then. 7,000 five-star reviews. People are using it, and people are loving it. And in an added bonus now, Athletic Greens donates to organizations to help give kids nutritious food, including No Kid Hungry, right here in the U.S. And in 2020, AG1 donated over 1.2 million meals to those kids. Healthy meals. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's one scoop. One scoop of AG1 in a glass of water every day. I drink mine on the way to work. That's all it takes. No need for a million different pills like I used to do. Supplements that you have to take out to watch out for your health with those. AG1 is going to do it, and they make it easy. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supportive vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is right now visit athleticgreens.com/WQAM. That's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your own health and pick up that ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Crowder Show.
Somebody texts in. They want to know how your mouth is doing, Solana. You had the gum procedure on Fridays. Today is Tuesday, so how are you feeling?
I'm back to 100%.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.